You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, April 20... Ah, shit. It's Tuesday, April 12th.
2016, April 2016.
Tuesday, April 2016.
The 12th.
But it's the 12th.
Of the month.
So it's like... Whoa, it's like 4 times 3 is 12. 4 times 4 is 16. There's a game involved here with numbers.
It's so easy to do with the 16. It really, really helps you.
That 16 really helps us all.
Yeah.
It's week 151 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Sesko.
And I think that's a sign that I have Asperger's.
You're like, whoa, he's really lost it. Yeah. He seemed fine on Monday. That Tuesday. Went all loopy.
Yeah. I don't know. I like numbers. Numbers are fun.
Numbers are fun.
Yeah.
Numbers tell.
I like finding patterns.
Numbers are like a secret code key.
Sure.
For things. Yes. Like the number 23, like that movie.
Yeah.
He's like, it's everywhere. He's like, no, this guy's just crazy.
Yeah, it's just a crazy person who sees the number 23. Like, he's just an obsessed Jordan fan.
Michael Jordan!
Yeah. Let's talk about some movies, shall we?
Let's do it. Jungle Book news, not Jon Favreau's Disney Jungle Book, but Jungle Book Origins, the Andy Serkis Warner Brothers Jungle Book.
Where he plays all the animals.
Where he's and every single person and Mowgli by motion capture. And they are moving that movie. They're moving it back an entire year from October 6th, 2017 to October 19th, 2018. And I think Andy Serkis, he made some comments. He was saying like, oh, I'm glad they moved it back because now we have more time because it's a very complex movie. And I just think of it as the Warner Bros. Doing a lot of running from people. They're like, we are scared of everybody. Get out of the way of any movie that exists. This movie's getting a lot of critical praise already. I don't know.
It has like 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this movie. I already have plans to go see the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. It's going to be good. I just feel like they're running and they're like, let's wait till their memory goes a little bit more than 1 year.
Do you think if Disney announced Jungle Book 2 for August 2018,
mm-hmm.
Warner Brothers pushes this movie back again?
They probably push it back again or even cancel it altogether. They're like, that's enough. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Because I assume this movie will be a dark movie because Warner Brothers, they only have got one speed, dark.
Yeah.
It seems to be their key. They're like, but the Dark Knight. It's like, you're missing the whole point, I think.
You know how like Domino's and Pizza Hut used to have a war where like Pizza Hut would announce the product and Domino's would beat them to market?
Yeah.
Like, copying the product?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Disney and Warner Brothers should do, where Disney should just make a fake movie date and like be like, yeah, we just signed a contract with Jon Favreau. Like, mm-hmm. Push him out and do press to be like, yeah, I'm making Jungle Book 2, I'm really psyched to go back on set.
Mm-hmm.
You get the little Indian kid to talk about it a little bit, be like, it's so much fun being on the green screen again.
Uh-huh.
Bill Murray's like, yeah, Baloo, I love being Baloo, I really connect with the character, he likes to take naps, I like to take naps. You just do that kind of stuff, and then like scare Warner Brothers.
Yes, I totally would love them to do that, and I totally wouldn't put it past them to do it.
Yeah.
Especially you see all the shit they're like, they're messing with them like, with like the all the Netflix shows, and like they're like, all their press and stuff is just like, Warner Brothers, we're poking you. Like, Batman vs. Superman, who cares? We got Daredevil.
Yeah.
They're just pushing, like, they're all we'll release trailers to, like, screw you over.
Yeah.
People, the hype. Who's got the hype at the moment? And it seems like Warner Brothers never has it.
Or, you know, it'd be a baller move if you just re-release the original Jungle Book cartoon in theaters the same weekend.
Yes. That is an even better idea. You, like, put them against each other. It'll probably still beat it.
Yeah.
Be like, everyone wants to watch the other
original
Jungle Book. Yeah. So that'd be great, and I just, it's just so weird.
That'd be a great flex.
Yeah. But, I mean, I like Andy Serkis, and I think he can do things. It's just, seems weird to do, it's like all the Robin Hood movies. It's like, who wants to see like, these same movies, like the same ideas?
I understand it's public domain.
Yeah.
But, like, so is, like, I think Winnie the Pooh is public domain as well. So,
yeah.
Like, if any other studio made a Winnie the Pooh movie, it'd be horrifying.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, like, it's not what we want to see. It's like, especially if they're already making one at the same time. It's like, the idea only has so much leg room to go until you're like, well, it's a different studio making it, but it's the same characters. And it's kind of like, you're doing the same story, kind of.
Like, if I made another Martin Luther King movie about, like, the week after Selma,
mm-hmm.
people would be like, wait, is this made by the same studio that made Selma?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. Another studio.
Mm-hmm.
And like, okay, you're a B movie.
Exactly. It's like, this seems to happen, like, every year at least. Like, they always have competing movies, like the Snow White movies, and like, it's just so weird when they, like, I know that's what they're trying to one up each other and stuff, but it's just like,
I mean, at the same market time, confusion. Disney did the same thing with Alice in Wonderland. Where Oz, not Alice in Wonderland, sorry.
Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
Oz the Great and Powerful.
They did.
Which and I was really, considered a mistake.
It was a mistake.
Because James Franco is not a bankable actor for your kids' movie.
Yeah. It was a really weird movie.
Especially after Your Highness.
Yeah. It seemed like an and odd choice, Breakers. But they were like, Sam Raimi. He did a Spider-Man movie. Yeah, he's good.
He did Drag Me to Hell, I think.
Yeah, so they make missteps, but then they walk away from them in the right way. Sicario 2 news. This movie is happening. Don't know why. We saw it. We didn't get the big hype about it, but I made enough money to get people to come back, and Emily Blunt and Benicio Del Toro are returning.
But is John Bernthal returning?
Was he in that movie? Oh, he was in that movie. I was like, what part? I was like, oh, that was the awesome part. That is the real question. Bring John Bernthal back. I'll watch a whole movie on him.
That was such a weird situation.
It was very weird and uncomfortable. But it was. I realized that was a highlight of that movie.
Was Anthony Mackie in this movie? Or am I being racist?
No. Wasn't that other black dude her sidekick?
Is that guy going to be in this movie?
I hope so. I like that dude, too. I think I like all these peripheral minor characters in
this movie. The guy who says, don't resist, just let it happen. Is that guy going to be back in this movie?
Those are the questions.
With another...
I don't know.
Rapey tagline?
I don't know where... Because this movie had twists, so I don't understand how it keeps going. Because about a movie based on twists, it's like, where are the twists now? And don't manufacture twists, because it'll be strange, I think. But I don't know. This is the era of sequels, even sequels you don't think should happen.
You know who they should put in this movie?
No.
Robert Duvall.
Okay.
I want to see Robert Duvall in this movie.
Is a bad guy or a good guy?
Good guy. Okay. Really? Because when I think of Robert Duvall, I think of American
mm-hmm.
Heart.
Mm-hmm.
I might even call him America's... No, he's not a sweetheart. He's like America's like uncle who'll get drunk and beat you.
Mm-hmm.
But you still love him because you're like, you know what? I probably deserve that beating.
He was right. Uncle Duvall.
Yeah. Probably, you know, his character in Thank You for Smoking, mm-hmm. which I think what was his name? He was the Major, I think was his name.
Mm-hmm.
That's him, in my eyes. It's a cross between that character, his character in Secondhand Lions, and his character in The Judge. I never saw The Judge, but I mm-hmm. assume it's like Robert Duvall.
I saw it.
American
yeah.
Hero.
Yeah. It's him. Just yelling at Robert Downey Jr.
I want to see him, like, gun for Benicio Del Toro. Be like, I don't trust him. A little bit racist. Not to the level of Max's dad.
Yeah.
But, like, a little bit racist.
He's got a hint of it, but then he tends up being right.
Yeah, he's like, I don't trust him.
Wait a second, I don't like the message, but...
Yeah, he's like, I don't trust him right. Because I don't trust any whatever race Benicio Del Toro was in that movie. Because I don't think he was Mexican.
Yeah, that was odd. I don't know what he was.
Spend like, a lot of time and then you're like, well, this guy's racist, so he's the enemy. PC Brigade. And
then you're, like, then you're like, wait a second.
Yeah, wait, he's old. It's okay for him to be racist. And you know what? He's right.
It's a very complex, layered movie if you introduce this character to the world.
I think that's what this movie needs.
I agree. It needs those things. It needs something new. No, something fresh.
Yeah. And then you find out that he's also Emily Blunt's father.
Oh, there you go.
That walked out early on in your life.
There you go. You sold me now.
Yeah.
I'll go see Sicario 2 if that happens.
Wasn't Josh Brolin in this movie?
Yes.
Is he coming back?
Does not say yet.
Oh, no.
Those are the only two officially confirmed, but I think this news just came out.
So. I'll watch anything with him in it, I think.
Yeah, Josh Brolin's pretty great.
Or Kurt Russell. Put Kurt Russell in this movie.
Yeah. Get Kurt Russell.
Get him that mustache back.
I can see it.
There you go. That's my, like...
There's a pitch. Sicario 2 pitch.
Yeah. I'm feeling very American right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sick and the government's not helping me.
So you know you're American. Yeah. I'm not getting any help.
I'm not getting any help. But, yeah, I think that's in my eyes, I never nominated them, those three men, as mm-hmm. America's Sweetheart,
mm-hmm.
because I think it's a universal truth in everyone's heart.
They're almost above it, almost.
If Destiny Pizzas had a Mount Rushmore, it would be like Clint Eastwood, Kurt Russell, Robert Duvall, and James Brolin. Josh Brolin. James Brolin was his father, right?
I don't know his father's name. I think he was an actor too, though, right? Yeah. Don't know his name.
Those four men. I don't know their political views. I don't know if they're like...
I know Clint Eastwood's.
Very conservative.
He talks to chairs. So
yeah.
That's what I know.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
That was very weird.
That's such old news, too.
Yeah, like I feel like people forgot that.
I think people
When can we forgive him for that?
I forgive him because he's old. I love his stuff. I love his Jersey Boys. So I forgive him. I don't care. I never discounted him. I just think it's weird.
It is weird.
Even if it doesn't matter what political view, you talk to a chair, I think it's weird.
Yeah. I can't wait. Until
if he did that in a movie, I'd be like, oh, that's artful. That's not so weird. But if he just does it in real life, I'm like, that is weird.
He taught me that there was a type of Asian called Hmong.
True.
And they live in mountains, not jungles.
That happened. That happened in a movie.
Yeah.
We got some Fast and Furious 8 news. Two people have been cast. The big one is Charlize Theron has been officially confirmed as the villain.
Nice.
So I think we talked about that as a rumor, but jumping in one car to another. She's getting typecast as a car person, like from like Italian Job to Mad Max, now this. Just like, I'm the car person now.
Yeah.
But that should be fun to see. These movies all... I think that Jason Statham's coming back, too.
Yeah, I think so.
So, be interesting to see what this movie turns out. Without Paul Walker, though, I don't know. I don't know how I'm feeling about this Fast universe anymore.
My favorite Fast and Furious movie doesn't have Paul Walker in it anyways, so...
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift. Lucas Black all the way. Lil Bow Wow. That Asian guy from Disturbia.
I think they should try to tail... I know they tailed him in the last movie, but they should... bring him totally on board.
They should re-release Tokyo Drift and put Paul Walker's face on Lucas Black.
You could do that movie with Paul Walker as him and it'd be
Except he's in high school, they set it up as a prequel and it's young Paul Walker.
Ah.
Which I'm surprised they didn't do that already. Yeah, because those stars are all really old.
That is surprising.
And they already said it like took place. Oh wait. It takes place when does it take?
In between 6 and 7.
That makes no sense to me.
I know, that's the weird part. Because they're like, oh, we got messed up continuity, but you know what? We're going to bring it back around circle, and we're going to fix our continuity.
But it also made sense at the same time, because in that movie, there's a scene where there's people watching the race on their cell phones.
That is true.
And I wasn't sure if that was a thing you could do in Japan easily, to like mm-hmm. broadcast a video
yeah.
from a cell phone. Like, one person's filming it on their cell phone, and it's broadcasting to like everyone in yeah. the area.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't sure.
I think it's only... You only get mad if you're like a car person. You're like, that car was so old. Why are they driving so old cars?
But then it makes sense at the same time.
That they'd be driving old cars?
Yeah.
But why?
Because like a lot of drifting people only drift with old cars.
Oh, I did not know that.
Like the Nissan G40 SX. I used to be really into drifting. Mm. Like learning about drifting. I never drifted
yeah.
because it was scary.
It seemed very scary. It's like...
It seems like you have a lot to lose.
That's what happens in those movies. Like you hurt your car a lot more drifting than like drag racing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a lot harder.
Yeah.
You screw up your tires and stuff.
It's like the Nissan 240 SX, very popular mm-hmm. drift car.
Mm-hmm.
Made from like 1986 to like 1992.
No. So they might hang on to like old cars.
Yeah.
All right. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
I'll buy it. And the other villain added to Fast and Furious Ace is Christopher... I don't know how to say his last name, but he's also from Narcos. He's his white dude's partner, and he's from Game of Thrones. He is a
wildling, right?
No, he's. Oh wait, is that? Oh, I was messing him up with No, I was messing with the Kingsman news. Yeah, you're right. That is the wildling guy. He's not in Narcos.
Yeah,
I was thinking of Pedro Pascal. This guy is the wildling, the red bearded wildling dude.
Yeah,
from Game of Thrones. So he just looks like a villain. So the cast, I assume he'll have a beard. I don't know. It'd be weird probably. If he didn't have a beard.
Yeah.
So that cast is shaping up.
some Dunkirk news. This is Christopher Nolan's next movie, the one that has Harry Styles from One Direction in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So weird.
He's making his acting debut.
So weird.
It's about World War II, I think. Probably Dunkirk.
You think? Dunkirk, Michigan.
famous collaborator of Christopher Nolan's, Cillian Murphy. Which I found out that's how you pronounce his name, because I was pronouncing Cillian.
It's not Cillian.
It's Cillian.
Ah. Would have guessed Cillian as well.
Yeah. So, he's been added.
Okay.
He was a Scarecrow. He was also in Red Eye. He was also in Peaky Blinders.
It's also Inception. He's the
he's the
dude.
He's the guy getting
incepted. The guy they incept.
Yeah.
And Kingsman, the Golden Circle news. So there was this poster that Taron Egerton, the main guy, tweeted out or something. And the poster said, my demise has been greatly exaggerated or something like that. So that's, people are saying, and it's, I think it's got a picture of his glasses. So it's referencing Colin Firth, who's, spoiler, first Kingsman, not around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they teased his return, so we don't know how that plays in.
See, I think it was Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, impossible.
Yeah.
Could be him, too.
Because you're supposed to say it with a lisp.
Yeah.
But the device was greatly exaggerated.
What a weird choice, but okay, it worked for that movie. I'm fine with it, but it was weird.
That was a really weird choice.
I know. Like, they're like, he probably, I wonder if they like gave him that direction, or he's like, I'm going to do he's this like, in this movie. You know what?
I do a great lisp impersonation.
I've never done this before. I want to do it. It's like, I'll do this.
You know what they call a Big Mac? A quarter pounder with cheese in France?
Like, you could, I could see you easily being an actor with him on set, him doing that voice, and you're like, this movie's going to turn out terrible. This is going to be like a campy thing where this looks terrible. But like, it's so well done. Yeah. It's like, even that weird part of it, you're like, oh, that's fine.
Okay. Is there anyone, it's almost like Mike Tyson. Like, that's the most emasculating thing.
Mm-hmm.
You, like, if you ever watched a Mike Tyson fight before you heard him talk, you're like, damn, this guy is going to beat you up. And then he opens his mouth and you're like, okay, this guy sounds like he has a bunny farm.
Like, I'm wondering if someone that means just heard him talk, and then they're like, talking shit about him, and then they see him in person, they're like, oh no. I should have said those things.
I would
love
if Mike Tyson had a podcast, and he only had fans of the podcast, that would be great. And then they come see him, and then they're like, oh god.
They're like, whoa, I'm not expecting this, for sure. Be crazy.
That's like Samuel Jackson's character.
Yeah, pretty much. Maybe that's what he's doing. He's like, I'll do a Mike Tyson thing right here.
Yeah.
He's the most famous guy with that has like a lisp.
Him, or is it Luis Guzman?
I'm doing a Luis Guzman. Could be that too. We gotta ask Samuel L. one day.
He's Puerto Rican, I think.
Puerto Rican, hey.
Luis Guzman.
Because
I watched a commercial and I heard him do a voiceover and I was like, what the hell? It is a Visit Puerto Rico commercial.
That's so weird. That's funny. And then the other Kingsman news is Pedro Pascal, the guy I was referencing earlier, who's the other guy, Narcos and Game of Thrones, Red Viper. So he's been added to the cast.
Yeah.
So these Game of Thrones people, they're getting a lot of work.
Yeah.
Even when they're gone, they're like, nah, we'll get
jobs. I
think
it proves, like, that's the thing where if you watch a bad movie and you're like, it's not the actor's fault, like, there's bad writing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the opposite is at play here, where we're getting these characters writing, have such good
it's
writing.
So popular. Yeah, I agree.
That they're like,
we can't even tell how good the actors are because like they're like, oh, get these people.
I mean, the actor.
We're not saying they're bad.
Actors,
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I feel like someone like Kit Harington. Like, not that I've seen anything of his work, but like he's done a couple movies that like no one goes like the name's not drawing people.
I liked him.
I'm not saying he's a terrible actor.
7 Days in Hell with Andy Samberg. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah. I'm just saying like. You pull the names away from the show, they're not a big a draw. Like, Emilia Clarke, she did Terminator. Like, no one was, like, super psyched about that, and it wasn't like it did great.
But you know what does great? Her smile.
Yeah. So it's like that show is kind of, like, holding people up, seems like. But, like, then there's guys, of course, like Ned Stark, who's like, he's been a good actor the whole time. Like,
yeah, they keep on killing him off.
Yeah. So it's like,
I like the way you die, boy. I've been meaning to say
do
that.
It again.
I've been having that quote has been in my mind for the last like 4 or 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been wanting to say it. And I finally got the spot where it was appropriate to say it.
Yeah. So more Game of Thrones. Those guys they're doing all right, all those people.
Yeah. Speaking of Game of Thrones.
Yes, they're doing a After the Thrones show, which is like a Walking Dead show where they talk about it, but I don't think it's on HBO. I think it's only on HBO Now and HBO
okay.
Go.
Okay, good. Because I was going to be like, you know
what? Oh, yeah, yeah. I want to watch Silicon Valley. Yeah. Yeah, don't do that. So it's not going to interrupt any programming. It's just like an extra show that HBO is doing on their like basically online version of like Talking Dead, but like... Thought that was interesting. They're like, a lot of people getting in this after show game. They're like,
because
it's because
they know it's happening. They know the conversations are happening.
Yeah. They know it's happening. And there's only like one or two shows literally that people are talking about. And it's like a week to week thing. It's like Game of Thrones. I got to know this week or they're going to spoil it.
I wouldn't be surprised if Netflix did this.
Yeah. I wouldn't either.
Even if they released it same day.
Yeah.
Do you like a show? Daredevil episode one. Do you want to see a. And then it's like, do you want to see either like the after show thing or do you want to see the next episode?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that'd be really interesting. Or even, I think they don't or do maybe many like an after of them, but they have thing. Some shows where they
do a commentary during.
Yeah, where they, or some shows where they don't really do it, but it's like a week and then they release it week to week
yeah.
or whatever. Well, I guess they do it in like foreign countries, like Better Call Saul to them yeah. is a Netflix show, be that type of thing. But I could definitely see them doing that or the end of like more special features to their shows because it's like it doesn't seem that hard to do. It's just like content where people are just talking. So it's not like
I mean, we do it kind of.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that like there's already conversations. Why not capitalize, get more people yeah. to watch for those conversations?
Especially if you and then you can cross promote it. So you get like Aziz to talk about.
Yeah, that's the
Daredevil
other.
Or you get.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Spacey to talk about Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and you get her exactly. to talk about Master of None. Like, you cross-promote
yeah.
everything.
Yeah, because as soon you're talking about this one show, but then they'll talk about their show.
I'd love to see Aziz and Jon Bernthal talk about House of Cards.
Yeah, be awesome.
That would be great.
So, like, that's the stuff you're kind of missing, especially for those binge-watch type shows, because you're like, I want to have these conversations, but it's a less of a pool of people because people aren't at the same spot.
Yeah.
Where if it's like right on Netflix, you're like, oh, like I'm not having the conversation, but I'm listening to one and I'm like, I feel interactive yeah. because you guys are at the same spot I am, where other people are like, they're either way ahead or way behind. So yeah. Seems like an idea. Go for it, Netflix, even though they don't have the idea.
You know what? Hire us. But, we'll be consultants, and we'll do the show for you.
Yes, we'll put it on. We'll put the show on.
Just get some cameras on these pretty faces. Hire
exactly
crack makeup team though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But they don't like. We could easily do it because they don't care about like the host. It's all about like the guests.
Yeah.
So you just book the guests.
Yeah. Then... So we'll book the guests. We'll tell you. We want.
We'll tell you who
John
we want.
John Hamm, Tina Fey, Princess Buttercup. What's her name? Robin.
This is her birthday the other day. I saw on Twitter.
What's her name? Robin.
Robin Wright.
Yeah, Robin Wright. Kevin Spacey.
Well, it was her birthday in real life, but I saw it on Twitter.
Nice.
It was her birthday on Twitter. It was her birthday on Twitter.
Oh, it was Daisy Ridley's birthday yesterday.
Oh.
So happy birthday. Or 2 days ago. Sunday.
Sunday.
24 years old.
Mm.
But yeah, I think that's... If Destiny Pizza is going to get realized as any show... That's the show.
I think. Yeah, it would be an after show.
Show.
After show show. Yeah.
I don't know.
And we do like a whole series. Of, like you could even like, yeah, we jump around to different shows.
Or those could be our specials. We could just give us a show.
Exactly. We're doing like commentaries, but now we can do like just after shows.
Yeah. Where we eat pizza. That's kind of gross to watch us eat pizza.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll do it during the credits.
It's never fun to watch people eat pizza, really.
You'd be surprised.
Well, it'd be more fun if, I don't know, most famous is like Louis C.K. eating his pizza in his opening credits.
Where
he
takes a bite and he doesn't eat it.
So it's very...
He takes a bite and then throws the rest of it.
Yeah.
What if we ate pizza with people, though? Or we, like, were making pizza? What if we made pizza with our guests and talked about it?
I think celebrities eating pizza, that is very entertaining.
Yeah.
I think that'd be...
Because I want to know what Kevin Spacey puts on his pizza.
Yeah.
This is a show.
It could be a whole nother show.
Like, we make the pizza while we talk about.
Mm-hmm. While we talk about the show. It can be both in one.
Yeah, and then the credits about the show are us eating the pizza together, laughing, yes, telling jokes.
Yes.
Or that's like the second half of the show or something.
Or is it like the credits are rolling, but they can't hear what we're saying, but we're like talking.
Yeah, but they see us like laughing and they play like music and
yeah,
stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
We got it. We got this.
That. Now I'm sad. That seems so much fun.
We should not have came up with the idea. Now we're our
we should do this on YouTube and just like send it to Netflix. Yes. And spam Netflix with this.
Yes. Yes. Because we're not. We haven't been spamming them hard enough.
Yeah.
We gotta go full first with like full videos.
We need
stuff.
To show them that we can do it ourselves. Yeah. And then they're like, "Well, with your $5 billion."
Yeah. They're like, "Just give us a little, and then like, it'll." Triple. It'll
yeah.
Triple,
like, how much does a pizza oven cost? We'll get whatever that thing. Alex, remember he wanted that company to sponsor us, mm-hmm, the kettle oven or whatever.
Yeah,
get one of those to sponsor us. Exactly. Maybe like a fancy pizza oven.
Mm-hmm. Then pretty much we'll have everything set up ready to go anyway.
Yeah. Charlie Cox. What does he put on his pizza?
Yeah.
Chick who played Electra. What does she put on her pizza? I'm interested in these things.
Yeah, Jessica Jones.
Yeah, Kristen Ritter. Whiskey, we'll drink whiskey with her. Put it, maybe yeah, I'll put some Jack Daniels on the
exactly
pizza.
And then it's Netflix, so there's no like censoring of content or yeah, anything. So
this is such a great idea.
I know. It's brilliant.
Gosh.
It's the future.
That is the future.
It's the future.
Well, it's actually the present.
It is the present. Catch up. It is the present, but Netflix is you're lagging.
Yeah.
You gotta get up to these after shows. They're happening.
We can do it for anything too. I'm now open to do it for like movies. We'll support Beasts of No Nation or whatever that movie mm-hmm was called, comedy specials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're basically giving you the DVD extras without the DVD.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need, like, except not even, because you don't even really get that commentary, but it's like, it's extra content. Pretty yeah much.
It's like, so what was your favorite part about working on this?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like, oh, you're putting Greek olives on your pizza? Your character, Electra Nachos, is Greek. Do you feel like a connection to her because of that? Like, what kind of olives do you think your character, Jessica Jones, would put on her pizza? Ask those kind of questions.
Yes. Exactly. You get so much insight.
Yeah.
Into people and their characters. It's like, no, I like this, but my character would probably not eat this. Stuff like that.
Your character in the show, Aziz, loves Martinelli's apple juice. Do you love Martinelli's apple juice in real life?
Mm-hmm.
We know you're a big fan of barbecue, so we bought you a few jars of this white barbecue sauce. You want to put it on the pizza? This show...
It's got so many possibilities.
Yeah.
It's really, really endless.
Get some beer and you put some alcohol in there.
Oh, yeah.
Dunzo.
Then, yeah, then it's going everywhere. It's yeah going all kinds of places.
That would be great. Louis, this is some interesting news. Mm-hmm. Louis C.K. did an interview, and he said, because Horace and Pete ended, and mm-hmm he was like, you know, after doing Horace and Pete, he's like, it was so fulfilling and everything that he's like, I don't know if I want to do Louis anymore.
Man.
So it might be done.
That was disappointing to me. I'm hoping it's one of those things where
he changes his mind when he realizes he's bored.
Yeah, because I'm
tired of swimming through his
pretty
money,
sure, like
McDuck.
I'm pretty sure FX is pretty open to like you come back in 2 years.
Take your time.
Just wait till an idea strikes you. We're here. You produce that show Baskets. People seem to like that show. So it's kind of I'm hoping that's just the mindset he's in now because I put it back to, I like relate it to like sports where whenever they end a season, an older player is like, I'm thinking about retiring. It's like, you got to wait, give it some time until, yeah, let it breathe. You just finish Horace and Pete, but give it some time. Like, don't, making your statements now means really nothing because you have no idea how you feel in a month or something. So I'm hoping that's just a spur of the moment. But he has a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Like, it's stand up and producing acting all the shows. And stuff, yeah. So. We'll see how that goes, but I hope it comes back, but I hope he still does make another season of Horace and Pete. I don't know. Or you probably said it's probably not coming back.
Probably not.
But make another show. Who cares? He's always going to be doing something.
Called Destiny Pizza. How about you produce our Netflix show?
There we go. Got it. Louis, get on board.
Yeah, this
He's
is
like,
the future.
You like your outside-of-the-box ideas. This is pretty outside of the box.
Yeah, outside of the pizza box because we're making it. We're not getting it's not delivery. It's Destiny exactly. Princess.
This is something Louis would jump on board
for. Yeah, you only have to take a bite. That's all we're asking.
Yes.
You don't just have to eat all slice. Sample. Just take a bite.
Just take a bite, and then you can throw it in the trash if you want. Take a sample.
Sherlock season 4 is filming right now because Benedict Cumberbatch doesn't care about living.
Nope.
Time.
He's like, they're like, you finish Doctor Strange? Yeah, okay, get to Sherlock.
Yeah.
He's like, what? It's like, he's been working nonstop for a
Martin
while
Martin Freeman's
now.
Like, dude, I have nothing to do. Well, he was in
He's like, I'm Civil barely War. In Civil War, and they're Black Panther's not starting yet.
Yeah.
They're not giving me big enough roles. They're giving you a whole superhero and your Sherlock.
Yeah. So, he's like, there are no more Hobbit movies.
They're not going to bring Khan back for the next Star Trek?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
So, yeah. That's happening.
Netflix, what was it say, A Djinn?
Yeah.
Season one?
I have no idea what that is.
Me either. I didn't even know. I was like, what happened? But yeah. That's on Netflix today.
Yeah.
So you can binge watch the whole season. I'm assuming the whole season's on there.
Safe as hope, dude.
Safe, yes.
Come back tomorrow for some WeViewed Reviewed, where we're going to talk about some movies, some TV shows, some video games, and our discussion.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Get it done. Come back tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.